Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service, the only opportunity offered to the broader community to be informed on the issues and current affairs from a First Nations perspective. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on whose land we are broadcasting from. I would like to acknowledge also our elders and our elders of more recent arrival. And also to our listeners that are around the country, I also would like to acknowledge the land that you mob are on and belong to. If you are listening online, you are listening via the National Indigenous Radio Service, NIRS. Or if you're listening, you know, within our region, you are tuning into 98.9 FM. So good morning to all you mob. My guest on the show this morning is a deadly brother that's been, you know, running some men's groups workshops over the last few years that I've known him. Andrew, just before we start, brother, could I get you to tell us your name, your mob, and where you're from?
Andrew Mark Cummins. That's my full name. I'm born in Townsville, but my family and identity is Nunukul on my mother's side. So I was born in Townsville, stolen generation, put in Karama. I was fostered to a family in Ingham, where two other foster kids were living there as well. And then I moved to Brisbane just recently, so to speak. So yeah, that's a little bit about me, where I come from.
So moving back home, pretty much.
Yeah, it is. I still have to make that connection. It's so strange that I've moved to Brisbane. I've lived here 3-4 years. And I suddenly go every year or every, so to speak, to Australia, and I haven't gone across. Mm. And I say that I'm going to take my kids across, and I still haven't gone across to Australia where that's my original identity comes from. Mm. But, yeah, it's one of those steps where I still haven't taken that next step too, and it's just so strange. I'm right at the doorstep and haven't gone across.
So as much harder than people may think.
Mm.
Yeah.
And of course, that's my head boy.
Yeah. No, of course, totally, brother. You know, and that's, you know, a part of, you know, that's a massive part of the, you know, of our people all over this country as well. You know, having, you know, that identity, you know, taken, and then also having that responsibility to go home. But, you know, home is always there, so, you know, take it in your own strides, brother.
Yeah, it will happen, and it will happen really soon. I'd say that I can't believe I just haven't gone, yeah. But anyways, yeah, it's good to be invited to have a chat there, Bo. So, yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing talking about the Fortitude Valley Men's Group.
Definitely, my brother, yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we got you on the program this morning, is to have a yarn with you about the men's group that you're involved in. Could you tell us a bit about it?
Well, basically, it's for guys over 18. We do have a bit of a focus with fellas who are going through specific issues, both like drugs, homelessness, on the streets, coming out of prison type stuff. But also we want guys who have gone forward, who are doing stuff in the community and making changes in their life. So it's about supporting those brothers and fellas on the street and giving them a place to talk about the current issues. It doesn't have to be personal. We have topics what we talk about and just listen and yarn up about those issues and see what we have gone through, what we know, what we're currently doing to make those changes. And at the same time, when I do have these groups, sometimes I invite services in. So when I invite services, let's say we talk about particular topics, guys want to have employment. So at the same time, I might bring an employment agency in. But first we yarn up, what makes you employable? What do you do to get employment? And we just general yarn up and see what people are doing. And then the next minute, after we have a good old yarn, we get the employment agency to talk about what they can do. And I've had guys go the next day down to that employment agency. So you do little things like that.
And
so I can go right around. I just have certain topics, so to speak. Yeah, mate.
Definitely. And I guess, like, that's one of the things I'd like to talk about is what are some of the topics that you are discussing and, you know, running through these workshops. Like you said, you know, like you like to bring in services to sort of, I guess, bridge that gap in between employment or other else.
So let's say we hit the three heavy ones, which I think is in most in society itself, like, would have hit our people, and that's the alcohol and drugs. That's the two topics, and I have two topics of those, the alcohol and then the drugs, but also gambling's right up there as well. And then we talk about, and when we talk about gambling, we go into topics, what do you do, how it impacts on our family, how it impacts on ourselves and how we feel. We talk about alcohol and drugs. We talk about services. What have you done? What changes you're doing? How people are going through it, because we're all at different areas and levels. So some guys are maybe on the other side going forward, and then we have other guys who are on the other side in the midst of it and are struggling. So, and how the law impacts on some of these issues.
How does that work? You know, like, I guess, you know, you're having, you know, different, you know, like you said, you know, you got mob that are just, you know, starting to have this conversation about identifying some of the issues that are affecting whether it's themselves or the family group that they're involved in. And then you have mob that are sort of, you know, not necessarily impacted as much of these issues. Like, how does that conversation sort of go down with some of the mob in there? Or is it just, you know, because it's all brothers, you know, it's just...
And that's where the secret is. That's where the story journey lies, is it's because it's fellas or the brothers all sitting together and yarning up, and they're yarning in a positive spirit, a positive circle. They're not fellas coming in who half like they want to make change. We're talking about the family, we're talking about our children, how these issues have impacted on our lives. And so we talk about what we can do, what we are doing. I invite rehab. We have guys from rehab, how they're going forward, and fellas on the streets or in hard places or out of prison see these guys going forward and looking to go forward. And all these brothers in hard places all know each other too. And we want people in positive places. We have a couple of guys who are in church and stuff who do come along as well, and they are giving back to that type of stuff. But it's not all the issues. We don't just talk about issues. We talk about making changes. So we talk about what are some of the issues and what changes can you make in your life to help those issues, like playing sport, going to see your kids and making certain efforts where they try to do things regularly. We talk about the current issues that they have in their life. We talk about bungry and money and say the shortages. So we just talk about how we manage it. When you do drink, how it impacts. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
we talk about being a man. So we talk about what makes you a man. It's not about the fight or having a standing over somebody. It's about being there for your family, your connection, your community. Mm-hmm. And so all those things and how you are seen within the community. So you're going to say, Bo?
And I was just going to jump in and just, you know, is it always, is it easy for these mob, you know, our brothers to sort of come out and just say, hey, you know, these are some of the stuff that I'm facing, or is it sort of a battle to sort of get these mob to open up? And is there pressure in them as well also to you know, on the first meeting or on the first group session to for them to speak out, or is it just, you know, like we just let them go with the flow and when they want to sort of open up to the group?
That was you hit it on the head in regards to that, because that's one of the things that's got to happen, is being able to do that. I see it for running these groups over time. What I've noticed is it all comes down to the person itself too, the person themselves. But a lot of the brothers, it takes about four, more than five plus to actually really start opening up. They might start talking up on little things. I don't probe into your old personal life. It's not about probing, it's just talking about those issues. So you might talk about those things, and everything you say in that circle, all these fellas know, you know, it's kept within that circle.
Mm.
So when we talk about those things, it's a bit sensitive to start just talking up when you first get there. You don't even know these fellas, and you've got to build that bond, and it builds up real quick. But when you start to open up and tell your true story about how it's impacting on you personally and what you're doing, it takes time. And then I say, you see, over the next few weeks, they start making little changes or doing certain things, or I do see it. It does happen. And they tell the story, so you see guys who are doing certain things, and they tell their story of what they're doing and how some positive things are happening in their life, or how they're still doing that rehab, and other guys will acknowledge their work, what they're doing for doing what they want to do for their life to make that change.
I had no bed, I had no home.
Current affair program hosted by First Nations people for First Nations peoples. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
And if you're just tuning in to Let's Talk, my guest on the program is our brother Andrew Cummins, proud Noongar man. He runs a men's group, the Yarning Up program in Fortitude Valley. And I guess that's one of the biggest things, you know, about the group is sort of to impact, you know, a positive change, and also, you know, to make these brothers realize how deadly they are and that they can, you know, overcome the issues that they're facing. And like, you've been doing this over quite a, you know, a few years as well, running men's groups. Like, we had a yarn off air before. Could you tell us a bit about, I guess, your history with, you know, working in men's groups?
I started doing men's group in Townsville, I think, with TARS. I was attending TARS in Townsville. That's the Townsville Aboriginal and Islander Health Service in Townsville, with the Rosses. And if people in Townsville know the Rosses in Townsville, the big mob in Townsville. And then I also started doing men's groups with Alfred Smallwood. And I'd like to acknowledge his group, what he does in Townsville, their Uncle Bimbo's men's group. So Alfred's known as Uncle Bimbo. And he's been running that for a few years now. And when that first group started, it was Alfred, myself, or Alfred, Frank Shepherd, and myself. And I hope it's all right to mention their names. But us three sat down after doing Red Dust Healing. So we went and did Red Dust Healing. And it was all Bimbo's. He steered this whole thing to do the men's group. And we were just involved with his steering and direction of that men's group to get it all up and running. And then Bimbo just took it all the way from there. And then I started to do it with my work, which I don't want to talk about because that's work-related. And even though the stuff was done within work, I've been doing it about 3 years in Brisbane. And now I've started to do it for myself, designing my own program with this men's group on current issues, what fellas are having in society, so to speak, in this life, in the urban lifestyle, so to speak. Yeah.
And
I can go around that wheel a bit more if you like too, and talk about some of the other issues, what we talk about.
Definitely would love to learn, would love to let our listeners know as well some of the issues that are being discussed within these men's groups, because, you know, whether or not they make it to your men's group or to other men's group, if they're just talking about it in general, yeah.
So we talk about your story, your past. So when we talk about your story, your past, we talk about your family past. So what your family has gone through. And it all depends on the guys, where the guys are at, to talk about those things or what they've gone through. Then we talk about you as a child, so growing up with those issues, to your current situation. We talk about your identity, and that's you, and how you're represented within your community, how people will see you. And so it's a bit of a reflective approach on your lifestyle and what's going on in your life, and how can you make those changes, or how people will see you in your identity. We do talk about that respect, which people have respect in your community. How do they get their respect? And do you acknowledge their respect to these people? So it's about that learning on the cultural context of that. We're talking about staying strong, about your life situation, what makes you a better person, what are you doing to be a better person for yourself, for your health, your life, what makes you a strong person in yourself. We talk about culture, we talk about your mob, then we do activities. So when we do activities, we might go down to Musgrave Park. We talk about what Musgrave Park has meant to our people. We talk about the dogged land there and how it represents and why we go to that piece of land where that park is. And over time, we talk to the mob in that park and some of the issues that are going on. And I think some of those issues are getting passed to our youth, because they're learning from the older people some of the bad ways. And we can argue and disagree to be, but we aren't up in a good way. And then we talk about Jagera Hall. Then we will go for a walk down a boundary street. We talk about the history of these boundary streets. Okay, we've gone over to Bowman Johnson from there, talk about their service and identity, what's going on with their services and how they work, and just learning about the community in the culture and the historical trauma, what has gone on. So yeah, that's some of the activities what we've done.
Like one of the key things that, you know, affect a lot of our people, and I guess in particular, you know, we're yarning about these men's groups, is the transgenerational trauma that our mob has experienced as well. And I guess it's about unlocking that trauma and sort of identifying that to move forward.
It's true. And a lot of these younger fellas don't even realize it's just, and I feel like it's sometimes it's accepted behavior. They accept this is a normal lifestyle because I've lived and grown in those, the trauma itself, and it's being able to take that step to the next thing, learning from other fellows that this is not normal. There's gaps when I need to be filled. It's about learning. We're talking about some of these issues. It's about learning about the history, the trauma, and how it's impacted on your life. Yeah. So,
and I guess
we talk.
Oh, sorry, go.
I was going to say, some of the things we talk about is like the relationships. We do talk about relationships and that nurturing situation where some of these guys have missed or have had issues with that. It's about talking about how it's impacted on ourselves and trying to go forward with that. And when sometimes with that relationships, we talk about DVOs as well and domestic violence. And before I've had guys, and we have guys and say, with question, some of the practice what we do, and one of the things we do is bring a police officer in, so we're learning about the laws, what some of the guys are breaching with the DVOs. But I know that over time the guys start to question the police officer and start learning about those laws and what they can do and what they can't do in regards to the DVOs. So it's all about learning as well as at the men's group. So we're learning about those issues as well as not just all the trauma, but how we can deal and manage with it and seeking support. We actually have, we talk about health, we talk about love and living. So it's about learning what we can do to help support our brothers who are going through those issues.
And what are some of those other activities that you used to do? Like, I remember back in the past, you know, like you used to do some art and other things like that as well.
Yeah, we've done food bands in the past with linking into other services. So it's not like I can't expect to do everything myself. It's about linking to services and supports. We've gone to like NAIDOC. We volunteered at NAIDOC to do the waste pickup. We've gone to Link Up. Link Up used the men's group to help do the barbecues. So we're trying to get guys giving back to community in regards to that. So we the main thing is getting these guys feeling better for themselves and getting connected to community, starting not just look feel like they're down, but trying to build that rapport and yell at them, say, oh, well, I did that barbecue over for Link Up there. It was really good to see the elders and the uncles there and making that connection. So
how
making that change.
That? Sorry. How important is it making that connection with community in there?
Yeah, it's good. They talk it up. They talk it up and they yarn up, and that's a change. And you can see the positive feeling in themselves, you know, getting their identity back, feeling a bit more, well, I think it's respect, you know. It's about yourself and how you feel for doing something, not just in a low situation, talking about going through the issues. You could be going through some issues, but it's good just to do something where you're giving back to mob.
Thousand years. on my mind, still on my mind, still on my mind, still on my mind, still on my mind.
You're tuned to Let's Talk, a weekly current affair program hosted by First Nations people for First Nations peoples. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
And if you're just tuning in to Let's Talk, my guest on the program is our brother Andrew Cummins, proud Noongar man. He runs a men's group, the Yarning Up program in Fortitude Valley. I guess, yeah, brother, could you tell us the address as well? How could people get on to, you know, coming to your men's group, which is on later today, I believe, as well, on Wednesdays?
No, on Wednesdays it is, yeah. So we have it at 458 Wickham Street at Fortitude Valley. And it starts at 1:30 till 2:30, so we only do an hour. We don't try to go too deep and go forever. It's about going there, have a good old yarn, and then we have a half-hour break. And then if your fellows want to come down, you can bring a towel and you can sign up for the PCYC. Mm. And then PCYC will give you a three months free use of the gym membership. So we've got a bit of a partnership thing happening with the PCYC. Mm. And so they've been very kind to us and looked after us for about 3 years now.
I just want to mention too, like you were saying before, you know, it's good to make these links, you know, with these other organizations as well. Could you tell us the importance about the links, making these links with these other organizations within the community as well, and highlighting, I guess, some of the stuff that they do as well?
So, like, I'm just a vessel, not a little vessel, just someone who can start a little circle, create that circle of yarning. But the idea is to bring groups, organisations and supports to actually, for these guys, to actually link into. Because these fellas, they won't go because at the trauma what they're going through, they're not just going to go to employment or go to this workshop or anything. If we can bring fellas in or services in to have a good old yarn about what they're doing, some of these guys start linking into. But sometimes it's not all about bringing those services in. It's just about yarning about the issues, what we're going through. I'm easily happy to bring in someone from ATODS, which is alcohol and drugs and other substance abuse, or let's say from Gamblers Anonymous or from other services, so to speak, but I'm just happy to create that conversation. Sometimes we just talk about, going to be a new topic is gunner and doing. So it's about, you know, we talk about how we're going to do this, how we're going to do that, but actually doing it when we actually make that step to make that change. Mm. You know, sometimes we just don't get in that first step happening to make that change for ourselves, and that support can start by us fellows acknowledging where we're at and where we're going to go.
And I guess that's one of the biggest things as well, is there's so much pressure on our people as well. You see us, you know, the majority of the way that, you know, we're portrayed within the media is very, very negative. I guess from your point of view, how's that, you know, sort of turning around? How can we turn that sort of perception around when looking at ourselves?
I believe we do talk about things that are happening at our current times, how it's impacted. We could even question how, let's say, and I think that will be a topic too, when we talk about the Commonwealth Games as a topic, and how you have fellas outside protesting, you have fellas inside, and where we all stand, it's just an opportunity to yarn and do that, reflecting on what's going on and what's really happening. But we talk about a lot of current events. Anyone who wants to talk about something, what's going on, it's an opportunity to talk about that, where we can discuss it as fellas, no arguments, we just yarn up and agree or disagree, but we put our views across with no like substance, like we're not drinking or nothing or carrying on, we're having a good old yarn about current issues.
And I guess how important is it to sort of get that, you know, I guess brotherly love in this sort of in this perspective, in this yarn that we're having? How important is it just to get mobbed together and just, you know, feeling comfortable to have these yarns as well? Because, like, you're talking about, you know, some serious issues, you know, that majority of the time, not, like, we don't speak about as well as black men.
That's right. Sometimes we can build that conversation where it's just going to be all negative. And the idea is to actually think about what we're doing, how we're actually going to impact on those type of topics. So one of the things we do try to do is always try to keep things and look at a positive way it's impacting. So we always try to make things, it's not walking out of that room and feeling down or feeling angry or feeling aggressive. It's about having good discussion and keep putting things in perspective why. It's not about fighting or arguing. It's about being able to communicate, and that's one of the topics is that communication. It's not about blame or ownership. Like, it's 24 topics that I'm aiming the program at. So we talk about 24 topics, and we talk about that blame and taking ownership of your situation. So a lot of guys, I suppose everyone does it, where you blame everyone else or things will go wrong. There's always some other issue that's created. And it's about taking ownership of those situations and just reflecting on certain things that have gone on in your life. And then we're looking at how certain things have happened and why it's happened and how you could take ownership of some of those issues and what you could have done and how you could have handled things. Yeah. So there's a couple of little interesting topics what we talk about.
The program sounds really deadly, my brother. And you've just started as well last week, I believe.
It was the first program for myself. Actually doing this program independently, as in started off with myself running my own men's group, so to speak, or the Fortitude Valley men's group. And so it's a group where everyone's welcome. Like, it's guys who I've known before through me previous men's groups what have been run. But like I said, I've doing a bit of promotion of the men's group to Murray services, as well as to virtually any service where fellows are going through issues, like the rehabs as such. But it's going good. It's only first day out. The first group, we had 15 guys down there, which is a good number. I actually would like a smaller group, but whatever happens, it goes with the flow, And I think things will just go steady and grow steady as you do. I'm happy to have you down there as well, Bo, to come down and have a chat and talk about your story and just a couple of things what you do in the community. I know you're like to be there and be a strong person for the community when, can I say the activist work?
Yeah, that's right.
And sticking up for our mob and doing the right thing and trying to make them changes. And I think a person like yourself would be a great asset to come down and have a chat to some of those fellows on some of the things you do.
Definitely, brother. And I would love to come down and sort of, you know, share, or you know, if there is anything I could share with, you know, with these brothers, you know, with these, whether they're younger or bigger brothers, you know, like, by all means, you know, always there to support and sort of link in with the deadly work that you're doing. We've sort of been trying to get onto each other as well, you know, so that, like, hopefully this is sort of like that point to where I'll try and make it down there and sort of, you know, be a part of the men's group and stuff as well.
Like, I'm promoting it to parole. I'm putting posters up in parole. Posts wherever I think fellas who could possibly need help could see the poster and come down, like crisis accommodation centres. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention names of services, but I'm putting another Murray services there throughout Brisbane. Happy to have guys come from wherever they come from. I've had guys come from Toowoomba to the men's group. So I think it's just something if you feel you need to come down to, more than happy to have your fellows come in and check it out.
Definitely.
So if there's any guys, particular guys there listening, or partners who you think your partner could benefit from coming down and having a chat, just let them know about the men's group, and more than happy to have some fellows come down.
How was it received from the mob that came to the meeting, to the men's group last week?
Well, guys have gone to other men's groups that have been ran in other areas, in the valley, so to speak, and they do like it being at the PCYC. I think it's a step away from the current issues of what they do live in. So they come to the PCYC and they liked it. I think it's knowing that there's also a gym there. You're going to get a membership at the gym. We can do a gym session straight up afterwards. And they seem to don't mind it. It's only first week, and I think, and sorry for being a bit nervous there, sorry.
No, you're right, brother.
I think I had positive feedback, but it's only the first week. I'm happy to chat again to you in about 3 months and let you have a good understanding of how the men's group is going, considering the changes and just starting off. But I appreciate you allowing us to have a chat here and talk about the group and well, I guess I'm an opportunity to promote it.
Been around singing and dancing with my people throughout the night. Me and the brothers still going strong. I hear voice of my father.
To Let's Talk, a weekly current affair program hosted by First Nations people for First Nations peoples. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
And if you're just tuning in to Let's Talk, my guest on the program is our brother Andrew Cummins, proud Noonuckle man. He runs a men's group, the Yarning Up program in Fortitude Valley. So you've got your own room at the PCYC in the Valley, or...?
Yeah, so we are in a boardroom at the back, and there's an old basketball court. If you want to check out the basketball court, we have a good... The manager there has been really supportive to the men's group, and so he's allowing us pretty much a free reign with utilising the facility.
Deadly.
So we can go at the back if we want to go at the back, or if we want to go for a walk, we can go for a walk, whatever we're going to do, because we will be doing walks in the valley as well, talking about the current issues, what's going on over time. People tell us all about, like, people who've lived here, the Murrays who lived here, tell us all what's been going on. When we did that walk in Musgrave, over in West End, people show us the shop, where the shop was, how there used to be metho sold at the certain shops, and tell us the history of how there used to be colouring in the metho, and things like that. They... Older fellows who come along, like, to teach us, they tell us what's going on in the past issues, so you learn about the past.
How important is that, you know, to actually take them on the ground, go for walks in the communities, like you're saying, you know, take them to
Moscow. It's the education to know where we come from. Yeah. It's about that education to know where we come from, how we're going forward, and how those type of things have going forward from it, not passing it on to our children, trying to step up and be men, being there for our children, trying to create that connection. Especially if you've got guys who are coming from hard places where they're being taken away, being able to step up and make that connection and get that reconnection started and how they can go forward with their life.
And do you think, you know, community, you know, telling, you know, the stories of you know, whether it's traditional stories or just, you know, the old stories of how we've lived, I guess, after contact, you know, after colonization, sorry, you know, are these, you know, important stories of healing as well?
Absolutely. It's not about taking all the blame on ourselves. It's about what we've come from, what our aunties and uncles and grandparents have all come from, and what we've grew up in, what has led to the situation of some of these fellows today. And when you've got certain things in society, like the drugs and things that are so common in some community areas or wherever you're around, you can get easily led. And some of the issues are that our children are even teaching our children some of those bad things. Mm. And it's us as men that we've got to take ownership and start stepping up for ourselves, for our community, for our people, to make those changes, being able to know what's right or what you think is right for you.
Hmm.
So we have some fellows there, he tells us yarn up and tell about the history and trauma and about their trauma in their life, which I can't really talk about
because
it's confidentially. But some of the things that they talk about in their family, you know, it can just put shivers down your back of the stories, what they can say and what has gone on and how they've gone forward from that now.
Mm.
And part of that, there's a couple of fellows there, uncles, who come there as elders for us, who tell a good story, and you can see the younger fellows really taking it in.
One of the ways that we deal with our trauma is by our humour and, you know, like that funny sense that we have as well. You know, so I guess it's not just all talking and yarning about the hard issues and the hard life that we have as well. There's always, you know, some playing around and joking as well.
Yes, yes. We always try to finish on a social context. You can't go walking out of that room when we talk about these issues, feeling down. It's about reflecting and also trying to keep a social and supportive module of the delivery of the program. So I'm not saying it's all about culture. It's our fellows, our Murray fellows, and the Torres Strait as well, you know, it's all mob. Being able to accept and talk about some of the issues without just, you know, being turned away. The hardest issues some of us fellows have is talking to organisations and services, and it sounds terrible, but I think we turn our backs on those type of supports. But it's one of those things, like, I think women do it a lot better where they're able to engage and get that support, where guys probably bottle it up and put substance on top. Everyone's heard that story, but it's so true for men that we don't seek that support to engage professional services or supports. We, you know, isolate or just don't talk about it. Where this is an opportunity at this circle, the island group, to talk about some of those issues.
Mm.
Not all personal straight to you, but we talk about it.
You have your background as well within mental health as well. Could you sort of tell us about, you know, the importance of sort of having this, you know, understanding behind, I guess, the issues that sort of we face firsthand as well?
So I've worked in mental health, so to speak, for an extended period of time. I've had 25 years in Queensland Health, so to speak. I'm not a clinician. I did my primary mental health certificates. I've got a diploma in mental health, but I've worked in homelessness for a fair while back in Brisbane and in Townsville. I've worked at Cleveland Youth Detention Centres and in other areas. I don't like to talk too much about where I've worked as such, but I've worked in hard places where people would question, okay, why would you want to do such a job? It's about giving back. There's only a small percentage of whalers, Murray whalers or Murray mob, who are actually work in these areas, where I think that's one of the challenges, is getting people who are passionate to actually give back and work in an area where whalers are going through so much trauma. Hmm. And that's something what I personally like to give back. I know about giving back, it's something what I do because I got that passion and connection for our people and trying to make that change.
We do need more people within those space, more of our people to work within those spaces to sort of keep our mob protected. And try and protect our mob and look out for our mob as well. I think our mob needs to be within these spaces to sort of control, hopefully control, something bad that's not going to happen to our people.
Absolutely. One of the key things with the mentorship as well is, like, I have specific Indigenous organisations who do support, without saying names, so I don't know how much I can say with regards to talking about an organisation. I don't want to be saying people's organisations without...
That's all good, brother.
Yeah, but we do have professional organisations who do come along and support their men to come along as well. So, and I take my hat off for these guys who work in those jobs for what they do. Before I even go any further, I also want to mention one of the uncles or elders in Brisbane, Uncle Tiger Singh.
Yeah, Uncle Tiger Singh.
He comes down, if not every session, mostly every session. He's part of the group. He was part of the ones when we first started off and thought about it. But he's come down every session to support on previous occasions. And now he's taken on board with this going independently, and we're working for ourselves to steer a program.
Deadly.
So he's always there.
Old school boxer, he is.
And he steers the program in regards to the gym program with boxing. He still has got his license to be a professional boxer and to train professionally as well as amateur. So if you've got fellas who want to do a bit of boxing, Uncle Tiger's happy to take you in the ring and show you a bit about boxing.
Yeah, and I remember when I was coming to the men's groups with you, and like would go to the PCYC gym there, and it'll be just like a minute and a half in the ring there with Uncle Tiger, and you'd be like, you'd be buggered after.
Yeah, it's a good workout.
No, it is. Hey, brother, just in wrapping up as well, if there's anything else that you'd like to add, but then also, can we finish off with you know, giving us the date, the time, and also the location of the Arning Up program, the men's group that you're running?
I won't say too much more about the actual Valley Men's Group, Fortitude Valley Men's Group. I'm happy if you just want to come down to the PCYC. It's on a Wednesday from 1:30 to 2:30. We do the Yarning Up program. And then at 3 o'clock, we do a gym program. So I encourage fellas even just to come in and have a look. You know, we don't put no pressure on no fellas. But if you feel like you want to have a talk or you want to be involved to give back to the fellas, this is a great spot to start. Yeah, happy to come down. And Bo, if you ever want to consider doing an interview, you can come down and ask these fellas if they want to do an interview and see what they feel like about the men's group. Happy to chuck that back at you too.
No, definitely. I will give you a call as well later, just to have a yarn, see how things went as well, and then we can have a yarn about sort of updating, you know, getting yourself and some of the other brothers, you know, maybe in the studio, also yarning about, you know, the program and some of the stuff that is working for them and some of the stuff that they continue to work on. My guest on today, this morning, was Andrew Cummins, proud Aboriginal man, Noonuccal man to be precise, running his men's group, like you just said, in Fortitude Valley. The men's group is Yarning Up program. Thank you for joining us on the program this morning, my brother.
Thank you both for inviting us along, Russ. Much appreciated to have this opportunity.
Now, that's all good. It's important as well for us to sort of engage, but then also to amplify, you know, the yarns and also the deadly stuff that's going on within our communities all over this country as well. If you enjoyed this interview, you can log on to our website, 989fm.com.au, and you can listen to the podcast. Just follow the podcast links down to Let's Talk. But then also you can tune into 989FM at 7 p.m. for the repeat here on 989FM. Thank you again, and stay tuned to 989FM.